Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Real World Radio is interviewing Ivailo Popov. He's the food and agriculture coordinator for Friends of the Earth Bulgaria. Ivailo, first of all, welcome to Real World Radio and thanks for being in this interview. Okay, Ivailo, you have been participating there in the summer camp of the Young Friends of the Earth Europe, exactly in your country, and I would like to ask you, what are your first reflections or thinkings about this activity? How did you see the process? Why do you think it's important for you all?
I should say that it's my first camp and I'm really impressed. I expected that the young people will be more interested in like having fun, but actually they're doing a great job. They're quite motivated and I'm impressed. They are already preparing some campaigns which are direct result from the camp here, which is very impressive.
Okay, Ivailo, did you have any kind of demonstrations or something like this there? I saw or I read that you first met outside the stadium in Sofia. What can you tell us about the summer camp there and if you had any kind of action?
No, there was no action. The reason is that the place we are is quite far away from the capital city, so everyone was coming here in different times, so there was no time to organize something in Sofia. So most of the activities are here in the camp, in the mountain.
Okay, yeah, we have been watching some really nice pictures that we will try to share with the audience of Real World Radio too. Ivailo, you were the person in charge of presenting a workshop which treated the issue of the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, the TTIP, between the European Union and the United States in the context of food and agriculture in Europe. What were the most important topics or issues that you raised in the workshop, Ivailo?
Well, first we had to talk about what the partnership is about in general, not only food and agriculture. And our concerns come from the idea that this partnership won't be just lowering or removing tariffs, but it will be more about standards, like the so-called no tariff trade barriers, because between USA and EU the tariffs almost doesn't exist. So the idea of the officials is to boost the trade by removing those trade barriers, which might sound well, but actually we are afraid that it will mean lowering the standards. And talking about food and agriculture, we are we have pretty different systems in USA and Europe to evaluate the health impacts, the environmental impacts of the food and agriculture. So, and as the big companies who are interested to have this partnership are actually interested to have as lower as possible standards, we are afraid that it might happen, and for us it will mean more dangerous food and more environment which is damaged by our agriculture. And also for us it means that we can lose very fastly what we have achieved during the years. For example, the GMO issues, like in Europe we have pretty successful campaigns, and in some countries like Bulgaria it's prohibited to grow GMOs. But if we have kind of agreement between USA and EU, it might force our country to accept it. For example, it's just one example, but in all areas it's like this. For now, we are mostly guessing what's on the table of the negotiations, because this is the other problem, the democracy in those process of negotiating, because actually it's quite secret. nobody published official documents what are they talking about. Even the mandate which was given to the negotiator, the European negotiator, is secret, which is not acceptable for us. It's a very important issue, so we cannot accept that everything is secret. But we already have some leaked documents, and we can see that the issues, topics which were said by officials, that they are not on the table. Actually, they are. For example, the phytosanitary measures. They gave interviews saying that food issues are not on the table, but actually, speaking about phytosanitary, it's mostly about food. And there was leaked documents showing that they're negotiating it.
Yeah, Ivailo, we made an interview just a few time ago with a representative of Friends of the Earth Europe, exactly with Natasha Singotti, and she told us about the secrecy, and Friends of the Earth Europe was denouncing the secrecy of this agreement. So what kind of impacts would this agreement have, especially for small farmers in your region, in Europe, Ivailo?
Boosting the trade in general means that big companies and big farmers will take the lead, and we have it already anyway. And we think if we design more and more our food and agriculture systems in a way that they're focused on international trade export, it means that for local economies and local small farmers, it will be much harder to compete and to survive. Finally, we can see it in Bulgaria. Like some years ago, we had much more small farmers, and they could sell their food easily. Now it's much harder because they have to compete with food coming from all around the world, which sometimes is quite cheaper, and it's cheaper because of different reasons. For example, if we have strong environmental protection here, and there is a place that don't have it, so they can lower the price just because they don't have the same strict rules. It's just an example, but it shows that like international trade in general influences the small businesses in a way that they disappear or they just collapse.
Ivailo, okay, what were the reactions that you saw in the workshop? What were the concerns or maybe different kind of reactions that the participants raised during the activity?
Yeah, first, I was quite surprised because most of them have heard about ETAP. I expected that almost no one will know anything, so they knew the basic stuff. So I gave them more information, and then we had very productive discussion. And they haven't thought about having campaigns like Young Friends of the Earth campaigning about ETAP, but actually right now they have a session discussing a possible campaign and what they can do, which is like, it can be really interesting because, as you know, the young people are more, I would say, artistic and more like emotional, so they can give us a backup with this, how to say, spirit, young spirit in the campaign.
Okay, Ivailo, anything else that maybe you would like to add before we end the interview? Maybe something that I didn't ask you and you would like to strengthen?
Well, I want to tell everyone, like the people from the environmental movement and the social movement, that even if they think that it's not a big topic, this TTIP, actually it's a huge topic. It affects a lot of areas, and this was my main aim to explain it to those people here at the camp, because some of them they don't feel that international trade is that much related with what we are doing about food and agriculture. But when I started to talk to them how it can affect GMOs or how it can affect using herbicides in agriculture, they found that it's a very important issue, and that's why Friends of the Earth Europe and Friends of the Earth Bulgaria and other groups around the countries they immediately started to work on it, because we can lose a lot in different areas. For example, shale gas is another very hard topic, very hot topic. So the people have to be careful what those international trade agreements, not only this one, but all of them, we have to keep an eye on them.
Okay, it was Ivailo Popov, Food and Agriculture Coordinator of Friends of the Earth Bulgaria. Ivailo, thank you very much for being in this interview with Real World Radio. We really appreciate your time, Ivailo.
Thank you, Jose. Bye to everyone.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.